A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
New ways with an old kitchen garden. Steve Neal visits Ston Easton House in Somerset and is impressed with what's growing in its kitchen garden and glasshouses. Standing in the saloon of Ston Easton House, looking through the old glass of the window at the cascaded waters created by Humphrey Repton, you wouldn't think for one moment that you were in a hotel. You would think you were a guest of the family invited to a country house weekend in Somerset. And of course, Ston Easton was a house at one time, the family home of the Rees-Mogg family. The past may be a foreign country where they do things differently, but here some things haven't changed. Every country house always had its kitchen garden to provide it with fresh fruit and vegetables for the table. And in the last 4 years, Ston Easton House has revived that tradition. Fresh vegetables. Steve Hargreaves, the head gardener, is responsible for the 36 acres of gardens that belong to the hotel. As well as the water features and the Repton landscape, there is also the kitchen garden with its glass houses. 4 years ago, when we took it over, there was a fair amount of work. We had to cut back brambles and take several feet off hedges. But once we'd done that, we pretty much had a blank canvas, he said. Today things are looking good, with some imaginative modern planting in the borders and the shape of the original design clearly visible. I ask how many gardeners work there. 2, he said. Me and Dale. Dale Totten is in charge of the vegetable garden. It's got 2 aims, really. One is to provide fresh vegetables for the hotel restaurant. The other is to provide somewhere interesting for the guests to look around when they walk through the grounds. A seasonal menu. During the summer months until November, the kitchen garden provides 70% of the vegetables for the kitchen. I ask how this works. There is no successional sowing of crops, as there is not the time available. The kitchen doesn't send down a daily order for 4 lettuces, 3 onions and a kilo of tomatoes. Instead, the chef comes down to the kitchen garden and Dale advises him on what is available and what will be ready for picking in the near future. The chef helps himself and picks what he needs. So, in a sense, the kitchen garden serves as an inspiration to the kitchen and ensures that the menu is always fresh and seasonal. A wide range of vegetables are grown, both in the outside beds where they are bordered by clipped box hedging and in the extensive series of glasshouses. Here, the different kinds of tomatoes, both heritage and F1 types, really do catch the eye. We have the heirloom variety of green zebra with its distinctive lime green stripes, to the bright red of summer frolic, and then the plum-shaped orange fizz next to the sun gold. They taste as good as they look, and we sample a few of them. Orange perouche is particularly juicy. Dale is always experimenting, trying out new varieties in search of a better taste. And he doesn't pinch out the side shoots, just removing excess foliage at the right point in the growing season. Gigantic vegetables. The glass houses are extensive, and there is plenty of space to grow aubergines. There is also a peach peregrine planted outside, but trained to grow inside the glasshouse to protect it from the elements. And this has paid off, for there is an impressive crop of large velvet fruit. This is turned into peach melba in the restaurant. Dale came to Ston Easton House at the same time as Steve. Before this, he drove trucks, but he was also involved with the local allotment association, and he was a keen grower and shower of veg. I learnt my gardening from my granddad originally. At the interview, I turned up with all of my certificates for first prizes from the local shows. That's what got me the job, really. This explains all of the gigantic vegetables that can be found in the kitchen garden. In one of the glass houses, there are rows of leeks sheathed in black membrane. Cabbages the size of small shrubs can be found outside, and there are full round pumpkins still growing. Last year, Dale won the world record prize for the largest marrow, a very serious 150 pounds in weight. An umbrella is ready and waiting to provide shelter for this year's prize specimen. The downside of winning biggest marrow was that people from all around the world contacted me over the winter asking for seed. I didn't have any. Hotel guests. Inside the potting shed, Dale shows me the onions he has selected for seed. Originally, they were from Kelsey seed, but through selection of certain shapes, it has moved away from the original strain. The visitors who come down to the kitchen gardens love to look at the outsized veg and find it useful to chat with Dale and pick up some gardening tips. As well as providing the vegetables for the kitchen, the garden also supplies cut flowers to the hotel. There is an in-house florist who comes down to make a selection. I ask Dale and Steve about their plans for the future. Over the winter, they are going to look at rebuilding the 18th century grotto and finish planting up the orchard. There's always plenty to do for the two gardeners at Ston Easton House. Dale's top five gardening tips. 1. Watering. Don't water. Dale doesn't water his onions at all. It's always better to let plants find their own water rather than encouraging shallow roots by watering. Some vegetables, such as beans, may need watering when you put them in, but that's about settling the soil around them rather than giving them water. 2. Feeding. Feed the soil before planting, not afterwards. Dale uses a variety of things for this, including EcoThrive charge, made from the droppings of organically reared beetles. Azos, A-Z-O-S, a nitrogen-fixing bacteria. Mycorrhizal fungi, TNC, Mycomax. Once the plants are growing, he doesn't feed the ground, but relies on foliar feeding. Shropshire seaweed is one of his favourite foliar feeds. 3. Runner beans. Plant them with the sticks pointing outwards, not in the traditional ridge support or wigwam. With the sticks pointing outwards, this gives them more airflow, less congestion, and they are easier to pick. 4. Squash and pumpkins. Bury the vines of the squash and pumpkins, even just scattering some soil over them. You can leave just the leaves showing. This stabilises the plant and encourages the formation of a new root system that can draw more nutrients from the soil. 5. Red hot chilies. Sow these in August and overwinter on the windowsill. By the spring, you will have viable plants ready to go. Lovely loofahs. Some people think that their bath time loofah is a sponge that must have come from the depths of the Mediterranean Sea. It comes as a surprise to them to find that the loofah is a subtropical species of the cucumber family. These are grown in the glasshouse at Ston Easton. Every year there is a loofah harvest day at the hotel, where you can learn how to cultivate your own loofahs and how to skin and de-seed them prior to using them in the bath. For more on events, visit www.stoneeastern.co.uk/events. The gardens are also open as part of the NGS.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.